now, the Wild About Pets radio show, the place to learn something new about household pets and wild animals. Here's your host, educator and naturalist, Susan Frank.
Hello, welcome to Wild About Pets. This is the place we talk in depth to leading authors and experts about household pets or wild animals. Today, we're going to be talking about acrobatic cats and dancing dogs. To make your listening experience more enjoyable and meaningful, I have a companion website, wildaboutpets.net, that allows you to see photographs of the animals we'll be talking about on the show today. To see these pictures while you are listening, just click the purple Look While You Listen button you see on the Talk Zone Wild About Pets homepage. All pet owners know that dogs can and should be trained to do many things and follow numerous instructions. This is just part of owning a dog. But most cat owners, if you were to ask them if they trained their cat, will look at you and laugh in your face. Or think you are ridiculous at even entertaining such a pointless waste of your time as trying to train a cat. My guest today, Samantha Martin, a local Chicago-based animal trainer and owner of Amazing Animals by Samantha, will tell you it is not pointless to try to train cats. It can be done. They can learn how to live more harmoniously in your house. And more than that, Samantha has taught her cats to do activities that you would never expect them to do, like perform acrobatics and play musical instruments. What? Let's find out how she does this. Welcome, Samantha. I am very excited to have you on the show today.
Hi, it's great to be on the show.
Samantha Martin is the owner and trainer for Amazing Animals by Samantha, located here in Chicago, because, of course, the broadcast studio is Chicagoland also. She has been training animals for decades, providing animals for award-winning documentaries, short films, commercials, and recently for a major motion picture. Her animals have appeared on The Tonight Show, Animal Planet, PBS, and local and national commercials. The main focus of her work and the company is with domestic cats, and her cats perform a one-hour show called the Acro Cat Show, which we'll be hearing about today. I have some photos of her cats that we'll be talking about during the show, so if you'd like to see them while you are listening, click the purple Look While You Listen button that you see on the Talk Zone page. This will take you right to the photos that are on my website, wildaboutpets.net, so you can look while you listen. Also, the phone lines are open today. It's October 30th, and we are streaming live right now. If you'd like to join our conversation and ask Samantha Martin a question about training cats or her cat show, call 888-463-6748. Again, it's October 30th, and the number to call is 888-GO-FOR-IT. Before we get started, I just have one more thing to tell everybody. We have a special free giveaway today. If you call in to ask a question or send me an email, and you are one of the first three to call or write, you'll win up to 4 free tickets to the Great American Pet Expo that will take place in Chicago, Illinois at Navy Pier on November 14th and 15th, 2009. So to win free tickets to the Pet Expo in Chicago in November, just call in and ask a question. That's 1-888-463-6748, or you can email at susan@wildaboutpets.net. Samantha. So people have the belief naturally that cats can't be trained like dogs. You know, they just don't have that high desire to please like dogs do. In your experience, though, Samantha, what is it that is in the nature of a cat that does allow you to train them?
Actually, any animal can be trained. It's just the dogs will train just out of pure love. Cats, it's more of a negotiation. There's usually a treat involved, and some cats will actually work just for the sheer joy of it, or for a favorite toy, similar to dogs. But, most cats, work for food rewards, and they really like the mental challenge, because cats, back in the day before they were domesticated, they were out in the wild, chasing mice, hunting, doing things, and now they're resigned to just sitting on a couch napping, which is boring. Let's face it, that's boring for any creature after a while.
Sure. what it sounds like you're saying, in a way, then we underestimate their abilities. And we
Absolutely.
So we'll have to get into the negotiation. That intrigues me later when I ask you exactly how you have trained. But clearly, if anyone's looking at the photographs, and again, you can do that by clicking the purple Look While You Listen button. The first one that we're looking at shows basically like a poster of all your cats doing, you know, pose, doing some of the acrobatic things. And of course, I want to talk a lot about your show, but what are some of the kind of things that you think an average cat owner could expect their cat to learn?
One thing is really important to teach your cat is to go to a mark or a special or special seat, because that prevents counter surfing. You know, those cats that are always jumping up on the dinner table, cats that are just, you know, that you're always having to push them off the counter while you're trying to cook and clean, but that can be very frustrating for your average cat owner. So if you give a cat their own seat, and that seat pays, and the counter never pays, and the table never pays, pretty soon you won't have that problem anymore, because what's the point of sitting on the counter or the table if they know if they go to their special place that is where their treat or dinner will be served?
Ah, okay, right, because my own experience with my cat that I had was, let's say if it jumped up on something, of course I would ask it to get down, and it would listen for a moment, but it was something that goes on all the time, and I think some cats don't listen. So let's actually go through that a little bit. Tell me what you mean by that it should learn to go to a mark or its seat. Let's get right started. How do you do this?
Okay, well, I clicker train my cat. So it's all positive reinforcement, because you know you cannot use the old school methods, the choke collars and harsh commands like they used to do with dogs. It's all clicker training. And cats respond to it very quickly. I mean, literally one session, 5 minutes, and they understand that the sound of the click means that there's a treat on the way. And you can either use a target stick, or much more quickly is just luring. Basically, you take some sort of treat. I like to use boiled chicken because it's not high in fat.
And mm-hmm.
Cut it up into tiny bits. And I kind of lure the cat up into their seat. And as soon as they hop up there, I click and I treat. And one of the first things I do is just have a cat sit on, you know, I would pick a particular, like a stool or a small table. And I just click and treat the cat on the table. And then I'll take the cat off the table. And, you know, kind of gesture towards the table. And when the cat jumps up, I click and treat. And literally, within 5 minutes, this cat knows, okay, this table is, you know, pays out. It's a great first thing to teach your cat, because it'll prevent the counter surfing and that people experience later on.
If once you have the cat sitting on its seat, does it stay there, let's say, while you are preparing some delicious food that normally the cat would be trying to get in the way of?
This is where it takes a little time, a little effort on your part. What I usually do is I'll be preparing my dinner, and as the cat sits on the table, I have to lengthen that time that it sits on the table, because naturally it's going to first want to go, well, you've got food up there, I want to go up there. So before the cat does that, I click and I treat. So every few minutes, I would just click and treat and toss a piece of food on the table. And, you know, in any time that the cat were to jump up on the table or counter, I would put it back on the floor, get it back on its chair, and click and treat it there. So, but you kind of have to work, you know, this is to lengthen the time that the cat's on the table. This is where you come in. You know, you have to have a little bit of patience, and you have to work at it. But I mean, pretty soon you'll find that cat sitting on that table all the time.
And, of course, you mentioned the clicker training, and that is a particular style of training. And by the clicker, you're talking about the little store-bought, actually, they're the toy clickers. Now, I know there are sites where you can buy them, but that's basically what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes. It's a little device that just, you know, makes it, I guess. You can even use a ballpoint pen, like when you click a pen. And sometimes with the clickers that they sell in the stores are very loud, and it scares the cat. So you can actually use a ballpoint pen instead of one of those store-bought clickers.
Oh, that's one.
Or you can wrap tape around it to muffle the sound a little bit.
That's a really great suggestion, yes, because I would suppose that some cats would be afraid of that. Now, there are step-by-step instructions for clicker training that can be obtained actually on a website that's called clickertraining.com, and that's Karen Pryor's website, who is the founder of Clicker Training, and I know you've worked with her, and later on we'll talk about some links for some articles that are about you on her site. But there's clearly obviously a way step-by-step to learn how to do the clicker training. But as you said, Samantha, it's pretty simple. It's connecting in your cat's mind, you know, that when they hear that click, there's a treat. And there's all sorts of things you can teach your cats to do. But I'll recommend anybody that wants to really know exactly the details of how to clicker train to go to that site that we'll be referring to later. But
yeah,
all right.
An excellent site.
Yes. And
there's several books too that that give some step by step and also demonstrate different tricks, and so it's called 10 Minutes to Cat Training by Miriam Fields. And actually I'm featured in that book. So that's another great book that you can get to, you know, learn about clicker training and training your cat, and has all sorts of great information.
All right, wonderful. Now, I think I heard you say that all your cats are clicker trained. Was that correct?
Absolutely. I clicker train all the cats, and they're also buzzer trained and whistle trained.
Ah, okay. So maybe as we go through, you can tell us, you know, what the differences are. So let's actually, if we're looking at some of the photographs, I have some of your different cats. And of course, then we have, the ones that are, you get them first to stand up on their hind legs, correct? What's that called?
That will sit pretty.
Okay, sitting pretty. Is that basic one of the first things you have to teach each of the cats to do?
Well, I used to teach all my cats to sit pretty, and then I ran into some problems when working on a movie set because the cat will get bored just sitting on the table, so if it knows to sit pretty, it'll start sitting pretty during the scene or going into a spin, because two of the easiest things to teach a cat are a spin and a sit pretty. So just naturally, when I started out, I taught all my cats how to sit pretty and spin, and then in the middle of a shot, they'd be back behind the actor, sitting pretty and spinning, which, of course, you know, they're stealing the actor's moment to shine.
Right. So, upstaging the actor.
Yeah, exactly, totally upstaging the actor. So now I only teach a few of the cats to do that, but it's a really simple thing to teach. And it's very cute, too, because it's, you know, it's there. It's actually it's a way to beg, you know, like if they want something, they'll go to their seat and then they'll sit pretty to let you know that they want a treat.
Okay. Now, to see the photos that we're talking about while you're listening to this, just click that purple Look While You Listen button that you see on the Talk Zone page. That will take you right to the photos that we're looking at that's on my website, wildaboutpets.net. But, you know, just click that purple Look While You Listen button. Also, it is October 30th. Our phone lines are open. You can ask Samantha Martin a question. Call 888-463-6748, and you have a chance to win some up to 4 free tickets to the Great American Pet Expo at Navy Pier in November on the 14th and 15th. There's a picture of Nui sitting up, raising its paw.
Oh, Nui.
Nui. Oh, thank you. Also, the photograph where you're at your show and you're holding that sign, asking, like, who is number one, is that Nui also raising his paw?
Yes, and the sign is a cue. This is something I taught right after I attended one of Karen Pryor's Clicker Expos, and I took a session on cueing, because a lot of times you find out that you know, you become, you're almost the one being trained by your cat, because the cat will be sitting pretty or ringing its bell, and you're running to treat it all the time. So if you put the behavior on a cue, then you're in control of when the cat does the behavior. So I made up this cute little sign and transferred over the hand signal to the sign. So whenever I show the sign to the cat, then the cat knows to put his paw up. And I ignore it unless I have the sign or I give the hand signal.
Well, now that's very interesting that you said, obviously, the cats start, you know, doing, you know, what they learn to try and elicit a treat from you. Talking about the average cat owner, so of course we know one of the things you're recommending is to sit on a mark so you can have a cat go to their special place instead of being underfoot. What other things might you train a cat, though, that it may do exactly what you're saying, do it so that you give them the treat? And then how would you cue them? I know I'm asking kind of a three-part question, but how do you prevent your average normal cat from, you know, doing that all the time? So what would a cue be for your cat?
Well, sometimes the prop itself is the cue. Like I have a cat that rings a bell, and that's Tuna.
Tuna, yes, and there's a photograph of Tuna ringing a bell.
And this was one of the first things I taught her, and this is before I learned about the default behavior. And that's basically default behavior is the first thing that they've learned. Mm-hmm. They will always go back to when confused or not sure about what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she will ring, you know, basically anytime that bell is out, Tuna will, you know, will elicit, you know, treats by going and ringing that bell constantly. She rang her bell 10 minutes straight while I'm trying to talk on the phone. Background.
So, yeah.
So in
they're not dumb.
Exactly. So in the case of that, sometimes the prop itself is the cue. So you take it away. Because you don't want to leave, generally you don't want to leave their props out for them to do on their own if you're not around, because if they don't pay off eventually the behavior, they'll quit doing it. So, you know, usually you keep the props away. Of course I have the whole setup in my house, so, you know, and I find them just playing on it kind of for fun. But it's just kind of like a jungle gym for cats. The cue, like with cueing an animal, basically you start out, you just teach the behavior, I like to either use the target stick or a lure where I basically like to sit pretty. I put the treat in my hand, between my, middle finger and thumb. And I put my index finger up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I hold the treat just above the cat's nose. And the cat generally has to go up on its hind legs to get the treat. As soon as the cat goes up on its hind legs, I click and I give him the treat. Now, I'm actually incorporating the cue right into the trick right away, because just the way I'm holding the treat. And that's one of the easiest things to teach is to sit pretty, and you can incorporate the cue right in at the same time, because by the third day, you can hold your hand up in that position from across the room, and your cat will sit pretty.
And I suppose that's how often you're actually cueing the cats to perform in your Ecker Cat show. So let's actually go through some of the photographs as we just kind of scroll through them. We see one of the cats jumping through a hoop. And also there's one of your cats that is on a ball that I suppose can roll this ball. And I was wondering, and of course I've seen some of the videos. By the way, I do refer to two videos, Samantha, that I that are embedded on my Talk Zone show page. Actually, if anyone tries to go to those, they are not embedded as of yet. They will show up, so you know we can see your cats in action. But one of the things I wonder, of course, cats being cats, during your show, Samantha, are there some times that the cats don't exactly respond as you're expecting?
Oh, absolutely. Cats will be cats, and that's probably the biggest challenge that I have at home. When there's no distractions and this is an environment that they're 100% comfortable in, they perform their trick perfect every time. As soon as I take them out in public, it's a whole new environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest part is getting a cat used to going to, you know, being in different environments. And I've learned over this, I started the act about 3.5 years ago, because I saw that there weren't very many trained cat acts out there, and then I quickly discovered why.
Because it's difficult or time-consuming, would you say?
Difficult, time-consuming, and then also you have to figure out, okay, why is the cat just sitting there staring, not doing anything? What's what's just happened that's caused everybody to freeze the room? Mm. And then I look up and I see balloons. And I'm like, oh, they don't like balloons. Okay, all the balloons, get rid of the balloons. It's like working with a bunch of Elizabeth Taylors. Can't work under these circumstances. I mean, it's like, no balloons. Okay, got rid of all the balloons. Can we work now? What's the problem now? And you look around, and you see a clown. Everybody's focused on the clown. They're like, okay, you don't like clowns. Okay, all the clowns. No clowns. No clowns.
So during the show, you actually will sometimes say, okay, can everyone, you know, put their balloons down?
Tell people now, you know, that everybody has to put the, you know, like hide their balloon. At some point in time, I suppose I could bring clowns in my house and put balloons all over to try to get them used to it, but it's just, I just don't know where I'm going to find the time and find someone that's going to be willing to hang out in a clown outfit.
Right. So, but other than that, clearly by, you know, the photographs we're seeing and the fact that you've been doing this show for as long as you have, they do perform. And in fact, let's move on to some of the photographs of them as rock cats. How in heavens did you train these cats to position themselves and move their paws to play these instruments?
Well, I use target sticks. And there's two different ways to do a target stick. Usually you have the cat touch the target stick with their nose, and when they touch the target stick with their nose, then you click and treat, and then with that you can teach your cat to follow basically that target stick wherever you want it to go, and that's a way to teach a cat to walk on a harness outside, is through the use of a target stick.
Now, Samantha, let me interrupt for a second. What is a target stick?
A target stick can be anything. A target stick can be a long stick with a ball on the end of it, and just something that the cat can kind of, like, you know, see, that's big enough for them to see, and that they can kind of, you know, cats just out of curiosity will kind of, like, you know, like lean over and sniff something, you know, that you present to them.
Sure.
So usually something like a stick with a ball on the end of it is a great target stick. And I use two different types of target sticks. I use one for the following, which is the ball, and then I use a flat one. So basically just like a round, you could take like a poker chip or something and glue it to a stick. So now you've got a flat target stick.
Okay. You know what? We're going to find out what we do with those target sticks. And when we come back, it is time to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be back more right after this.